giving some moments to arrive physically and otherwise. And sometimes there can be a feeling of a kind of shift then into being here. And it can happen that the body would make some small adjustment. A hand would turn over or touch the body or come off the body. Slight change in the heels or the hips or the head, and just allowing that to happen if you wish. Now settling in further to arriving. Like a cat. Just so simply choosing the best spot and posture in the warm sun or in the cool shade or wherever. So even now on a deep rest retreat, we can so easily find ourselves going stiff, thinking that meditation is stiff. Stiff would mean kind of straight and trying too hard, holding still rather than dropping in to stillness. It can be quite a struggle to shift from holding still to dropping into stillness. It can be a struggle to shift into just natural quiet. So we can be playful with our tendency to go stiff, to hold ourselves still, and then to melt that iceberg. To let the skin open all around. And if possible, if it feels good to you, for some moments, feeling the whole field of our bodies, your body. As if we're feeling a whole big part of the planet's atmosphere and the different weather systems, feeling for where there might be a subtle movement that wants to curl up. To get small, and maybe another part that wants to spread out. And for now, just feeling those movements or would be movements. Or if it just feels neutral, then feeling that neutral weather. and just melting back with our ability to pay attention, not getting involved, not leaning forward and doing stuff with our experience, with our attention. The energy that would go around and do stuff with attention could melt back. So again, the tendency to hold stiff, the tendency to do by pressing forward. By showing up a little too much. Trying to be here. We can also relax out of that. And feeling how deeply funny it is even to try to be here, and then to notice that we are here, and still the trying to be here, and still the already here. So the me that wants to do it right and wants to get something out of it and wants to pay attention and be smart and so on. The me that wants to direct this show of meditation. Just that part that wants to do it just keeps finding out it has no job. And we don't have to laugh at ourselves trying to be here and already here. But it is funny. So a softer, more welcoming laughter inside, or smile in the mind, that this is our situation, trying to be here and already being here. And then finding each our own way of maybe resting back, letting the breath maybe drop down and back. Finding a wide back. Or if the mind is rather strong, then it could be nice to go into the feet. The other end of the body from the head. As if our feet is where our real intelligence sparkles and flows. So feet or back and dropping the breath down, the breath. We may find again and again this sort of wide awareness or wide consciousness. Wide intelligence, wide receptivity that already is here. And has enough room with gentle humor for that part of us, that me that wants to do it and get it done and be right and so on. That same part that always thinks something's wrong. Me or you or them or it all. There's room for all that part that wants to be right and fears it is wrong. And that's not all. Inviting all the joints of the body to be fluid. The tissue of the body to be kind of more elastic, more springy. Spreading back. Resting down. Maybe. Maybe a discovery again and again of our own kind of fragrance, our own living quality. Always a surprise. Not something that we created first and then smelled. Just this living quality, as if there's a candle deep down in the lower belly. And we could feel the warmth or the brightness. Doing itself. So the body more or less comfortable, if possible. Spread out like a field. Really partly in the earth, partly in the light. Responsive to the wind. And the body not as something that holds stiff, but this continual letting go, into support of the earth, into supporting also itself, the letting go of the out-breath. And the continual also filling with maybe a livingness. With now, with in-breath. As if maybe we could be aware of body and space around the body, spread out, solid support of the earth, and also the living support of the body supporting itself. As if the whole field of body is some elastic. Fabric or a mattress, it's not flat, but it's responsive. It stretches and recovers easily, quickly, with each impression. And this fabric receiving sound, the body receiving sound. The sounds with each their own quality. Each moment of sound with its own qualities. Almost its own world that are already here-ness, are already awareness, receives that impression of that sound, that sound, that sound. Not just sort of roughly or briefly. All kinds of impressions of quality and actual sound vibration that ripple through our tissue. And so resting back and dropping breath down. Kind of floating way down into the lower body, maybe. Down and floating. The fabric of the body receiving sounds for a while, if you wish. What if there's nothing in between the sound, as if the waves actually, those vibrations actually ripple through the cells of the body, through the tissue, as a physical body experience, not just a ear-brain experience. And how cool is that? That the sound is already heard before we could have a picture or a name or a story or even quite a direction in our mind. So quick and full. And allowing the sound to be fully here itself gone. Not as chapters of now here, now itself, now gone, but all one thing, all one gesture, all one movement, here itself gone. A signature on air. Where the mind is, it feels fast, but it's still really slow compared to experience, saying, okay, insect flying. Truck driving. The thinking of the sound takes up so much space. And is so much slower than the experience. And wow, that there is something in us already. quicker than the thinking and the image. So much quicker. And just letting ourselves lean against that already awareness, almost like hanging a shirt on that line. Just being an empty shirt hanging on the already awareness that's already doing it. And so much substance in that already awareness, more like animal body and so spirited. Just resting back and letting awareness hear, receive sounds silently through our body. Through living cells. Leaving room for the ways that in the body there might be small and big movements that want to curl up into a ball or spread out. Just leaving room for the fact of those curls, those turning in, spreading out, contraction, opening. Noticing already awareness has room for that fluid experience as well. And if we could just allow that expansive consciousness, already awareness, just to stay nice and wide and have room for the whole experience of body as well as sounds. Not as a job to do, but just as a fact that it is actually already happening. Something in us can notice that there's warm and cool and heavy and light. Texture and movement. And sounds. Not thinking it. Thinking will happen probably, but that's not what we are doing, resting back to the already awareness, a wide sail, a wide springy fabric or a mattress tissue. That just does receive impressions in the subtle qualities and in the strong qualities. As if physical sensations are just another kind of sound. Not my body holding itself together. Just more sound impressions. All around. Just noticing when there's a sound that brings a contraction in the body, what happens next? Do we suddenly find ourselves in the bubble of thinking? Or in some emotional pain or blank, or what happens? Just what happens? When there's a sound that brings a more sense of opening in the body, what happens next? With that spreading out in the body, is there sinking down? Is there speeding up? Is there a subtle smile that starts to trickle up from the pelvic floor to the head? Widening the back as it goes up. These are questions you might ask once or twice in the week or in the day, or that might really be one of these questions, enough for the whole day, just that one. What happens when there's a sound that the body opens with? What happens next? But maybe for today it's also good to keep on arriving in the simple ground, back, feet, breath, sound. And so we could leave that already awareness as open as it is, without any limit. Here it is, some stretch of livingness that receives impressions immediately of sound and body. We could let that stay quite open. We could invite it to be open. Invite our body to be open in that, on this earth. And just feel when it's more relieving, all the unnecessary falls away more when I just feel the ground. And I keep coming back to just feeling the ground. Or is it more relieving, more honest feeling to let there be kind of warmth with the experience of breathing, the sensations of breathing? To be carried by that flow of sensations. More subtle than maybe pressure of body and ground together. So feeling for what is a good ground, whether literally the ground and the body together, or the back of the body, or the breath, the feet, the sounds, the openness. What is that kind of ground that we could continue to stay with and rest into and come back to again and again? That brings a kind of chemistry almost in the mind, where we can really experience that all that thinking is uninteresting. It's not wrong, it's the training of the mind playing out. And it's uninteresting. Whereas the sort of warmth and brightness of a candle, of the living nature, is quietly more interesting. So feeling for the specific chemistry for yourself today, what kind of helps be here. And kind of be turned on by this living nature, but also restfully. If you're not sure, then maybe a little bit of sense of the whole body with the breath lower down, as low as you feel it. Or not even the breath, but just low down in the lower belly. If it's not clear to you what experiment to make, so that could be a good one.